Two big tech companies, Pinterest and Zoom, make their public debut on Thursday.
It's definitely going to be watched closely by the bankers, by investors, by Uber executives as well, I'm sure.
Plus, the U.S. and China set a new timeline for trade talks. And Washington gears up for the release of the Mueller report on Thursday. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our main story on tech IPOs, here are some other top stories we're following. The U.S. and China are aiming for a signing ceremony in late May or early June on a new trade deal. The Wall Street Journal reports that they've set a tentative timeline for a new round of face-to-face talks. That timeline has U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer heading to Beijing in the final week of April and his counterpart traveling to Washington the following week. And Washington is gearing up for the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report to Congress on Thursday. The Wall Street Journal's Byron Tao reports from Capitol Hill.
Unresolved is a fight between Congress and the executive branch over much of the information in the report. Attorney General Bill Barr is color-coding and redacting many parts of the Mueller report to protect sensitive sources and methods, ongoing investigations, the privacy of individuals not charged with a crime, and finally, grand jury information. Congress has demanded to see the entire unredacted report, and that fight is unlikely to stop after the release of the report Thursday.
Attorney General William Barr and Justice Department officials have spent the past few weeks reviewing the report for sensitive information since releasing a four-page summary, since Barr released a four-page summary of the findings last month. The FBI says a woman obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting who had made threats in Colorado is dead. Schools across the state had closed on Wednesday as authorities searched for the 18-year-old woman who had recently traveled from Florida to Denver and bought a shotgun. This week marks the 20th anniversary of the Columbine school shooting, where two teenage gunmen killed 12 classmates and a teacher, then killed themselves. Former Peruvian President Alan Garcia died Wednesday after shooting himself as police raided his home in connection with a corruption investigation. They were carrying out an order to detain him over accusations he received kickbacks from a Brazilian engineering conglomerate. He was one of four Peruvian presidents facing corruption accusations tied to the company. Pinterest and Zoom make their public debuts on Thursday. The companies are part of a wave of tech IPOs expected this year. But there's a little more caution in the air after ride-hailing company Lyft's stumble earlier this month. Joining me now with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Corey Driebusch. Corey, these are two very different companies, online image board Pinterest and video conferencing company Zoom, but there are high expectations for both heading into this.
Yes, it's really interesting to watch this pair of technology unicorns, as you will, which means that they were valued at $1 billion prior to the IPO, at least $1 billion. And to watch them come on board in the last couple weeks and be on the roads pitching to investors. Pinterest has been very well known. It's very buzzy. It's been kind of a venture capital darling. Raised a lot of money, and to see them going, there was this expectation that they were going to get a really large valuation. And in their initial filing, their price range was below, would have put them at a valuation just under their private market valuation of just over $12 billion. And Zoom, on the other hand, is this video conferencing company that doesn't have as much consumer name recognition. However, Silicon Valley executives love to use it, and they're all very familiar with it. And many of the fund managers who are looking to buy the stock also are familiar with it. And it has had explosive growth. And one crazy stat is 2 years ago, when Pinterest was valued at about $12 billion, Zoom was just valued at about $1 billion. And now both are seeking the public markets in their current range of about $10 billion valuation. So it's been a really interesting trajectory for both.
Those are pretty big numbers, but we have to mention Lyft, where expectations were similarly really high, and that stock has stumbled.
Yes. So that's the hope of many investors and bankers who lead these deals is that success by Pinterest and Zoom are going to put in the rearview mirror the sort of messy debut by Lyft, which, as our listeners, I'm sure, are familiar if they've been following the story, it priced, they raised the range, it priced at $72 a share. Stock rose almost 9% in the first day of trading. And since then, there have been some problems. The stock now trades at about 22% below the IPO price, which isn't ideal. And you can see, you could see like that the worries about how Lyft performed seeping through the rest of the IPO market.
So looking ahead to Thursday now, the debut of Pinterest and Zoom, as you say, could be a bellwether for the rest of the IPOs we're expecting this year. And it is expected to be a big year. We're also looking at Uber up ahead.
Yes, it's definitely going to be watched closely by the bankers, by investors, by Uber executives as well, I'm sure. Because as we mentioned about Lyft's pricing went really well, and first day performance even went well. And then things started having a lot of trouble. And everyone's very cognizant of that. And for instance, we saw Uber when, as we've reported, that their final pricing range when they announced that in an SEC filing is widely expected to be quite below or a little bit below than what they were initially anticipating. That's directly a result of how Lyft stock performed. We've seen more conservativeness even from Pinterest and how they initially came out with their initial stock range being below their last private financing round. So we've reported that Pinterest is expected to actually price above their range, which will get them back to their pre-IPO valuation. And that all sounds great. Zoom is also expected to price at the high end or above their pricing range. And if they trade well, that's what it comes down to. It's the trading. If they can allocate the book, drum up enough support in the open market that keeps lifting these stocks or at least keeps them at this level and doesn't drop them down like we've seen with Lyft stock.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Corey Drebus joining me in our studio to talk about the public debut of Pinterest and Zoom on Thursday. Thanks so much, Corey.
Thanks so much.
And you can check back on our website after the closing bell on Wednesday to find out how Pinterest and Zoom price their shares. That's at WSJ.com. Now, on to some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. France has launched an international competition to design a replacement spire for the Notre Dame Cathedral. The competition will include discussions over whether the spire should be rebuilt identically to the one that was destroyed. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged to rebuild the entire cathedral within 5 years, although experts say the timeline to restore the 850-year-old church is ambitious. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and securities regulators are facing a Thursday deadline to reach a deal over new allegations related to his 2018 civil fraud settlement. A condition of that agreement requires Musk to get permission from company lawyers for tweets and other communication that could affect Tesla's stock. Regulators say he violated that condition in February, while Musk maintains that the tweets in question did not violate the settlement's terms. The latest beige book from the Federal Reserve reports a slight to moderate pace of growth in the central bank's 12 districts. According to the report, some districts expect growth to pick up in the next few months. Employers reported some difficulty filling open positions amid a tight labor market. The beige book is based on information collected from businesses through April 8th. The Fed's next meeting takes place on April 30th and May 1st. And that's what's news for this afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.